Word up, we're at the Civil Liberties protest. This is Daniel Libby here reporting for the Word of Mouth Wednesday, and we got a guest joining me here. Do you feel like introducing yourself?
My name is Himi Syed, and I'm a candidate for mayor of the City of Toronto, the People's Mayor.
For real, and this whole event seems to be revolving around the events that took place a few weeks ago at the G20 meetings that took place here in Toronto. What's your response, or what do you think about what happened during the G20 meeting?
I think what today is about is that we're here to say we can walk near any damn fence we feel like in the City of Toronto. And 2 weeks ago, we were lied to because we thought we couldn't do that. So 2 weeks ago, there was a wall or something was here because most people never actually saw it. They weren't allowed to just come and look. They were lied to. They were misinformed. There's many, many more questions about 2 weekends ago. So actually, anything that I say is probably incomplete. And that's why we're here, because we need the complete picture.
And to get the complete picture here, if I zoom out a bit, we can see some large letters here, G20 inquiry.
What's this all about?
This was a way to bring people together in making their own inquiry. So through the march in the downtown core, different people alternated holding the letters. So the people were holding their own inquiry. Yes, it's a little bit of art, but sometimes you need to use art to talk about something very serious. And what is serious, we need a public inquiry. It is something beyond the level of municipal government to hold that. It must be done at least at the provincial level, if not the federal government level. We have a provincial election coming up next year after the Toronto one, and hopefully I am the people's mayor, and I will keep fighting for those answers, and we will get the full picture.
For real, and you're mentioning some different levels of government, but I'm wondering about municipal government, the local government here, and as the people's mayor, I guess, what are some of your policies? How's the mayor race going?
I think it's going very well. All this social media, Twitter, Facebook, people are actually over-socialed. How I'm campaigning? I go meet the people. I send a lot of tweets, but I'm actually just meeting the people as much as possible. And I tell them, if you like what you've learned, tell two or three people. I'm not raising millions of dollars, because I can't, but I can raise a toonie here, $5, $10, $15, $20. That's making a difference. It made a difference today, and it's going to make a difference for the next 4, 8, 12, 16 years. Who knows? As long as the people want a people's mayor, they'll have me. Thank you.
And I guess let's say you get elected. We're counting down to the voting on in October. I believe it's October 25th, 2010. So let's say if you are mayor, Mr. Syed, what would happen, I guess, if they were looking to host the G20 in Toronto if you were mayor? Or would you allow it? You know, like,
I guess I just have to kick their ass. Thank you. Never again. End of non-discussion. No G20 in Toronto.
And we're hoping for this public inquiry. I guess, what would be your hope, I guess, or what would you like to get out of this inquiry?
Answers.
Is there any questions that you would bring to the mind of the audience? I guess if they don't know, if people are listening to this and they don't know what happened at the G20 weekend, is there any questions you're looking for specifically?
Our current mayor, David Miller, was only given 15 minutes notice, actually, when Prime Minister Harper in Beijing announced the City of Toronto would be hosting the G20. He made that decision, the Prime Minister did, then he called Mayor Miller 15 minutes before the announcement. Then the Prime Minister prorogued Parliament. So actually, the City of Toronto had no one to communicate with at the federal level of government, and the federal government had no mandate to communicate with the city because Parliament was prorogued. So there was no arrangements that were able to be put into, to begin the process even. When March came around, between March and June of this year, it was a very condensed amount of time for the city to communicate what the federal government wanted us to do, what the communication lines of communication between the various levels of police and law enforcement were. This was an ad hoc slapped together, last minute, ISU integrated God knows what unit. So it's not fair that this got dumped on the incumbent mayor. It's not fair that the Prime Minister prorogued Parliament after dumping the G20 meeting to our current mayor's doorstep with only a 15-minute warning call, a heads up. And it's like, oh, sorry, you have 3 months less to organize because you're not able to talk to us because I don't have a mandate from Parliament to actually talk to you. So it's disgusting, disappointing. We need answers, and we need this to never, ever happen again. Thank you.
For real, yeah, and thanks for speaking with us today. And if people out there listening want to follow your campaign, I guess, how can people follow you?
On Twitter, Himi Syed, HIMYSYED. My website, October25.ca. I own the date.